The deadlines to enroll in health insurance through Medicare or the Affordable Care Act marketplace are approaching. There are a lot of different wrinkles, so how can we make sure we find the plan that's right for us? A health insurance enrollment expert is here to help us navigate the waters of open enrollment and help you choose the right plan and provider for your situation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you shopping? Are you going through this process right now? What questions do you have about it? If you've gone through open enrollment, either through the Medicare plan or through the Affordable Care Act, what did you find confusing or difficult? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sadie Tischer is the owner and an independent broker with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, LLC. Sadie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, a couple different deadlines coming up. I want to start with the one that's coming up sooner. Hopefully people have this in the works now. Just a few days for people who are changing parts of their coverage under Medicare. Now, this is what people call Medicare Advantage and the drug coverage. What is at play for people who are currently Medicare recipients?
So yes, for anyone who is on or wishes to be on a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug only plan, the deadline to switch for 2024 is this Thursday, December 7th.
How do people do that? And I guess do it in an expedited way because they just have a few days left.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of independent brokers in every community that can help people through that process. There's also the state health insurance program, the SHIP helpline. And then people can also call 1-800-MEDICARE. I would advise people, if they are calling the 1-800 number, just to be really clear about what providers are in network, because those call center folks from Medicare just won't be as familiar with our local providers. So I would just urge people to be specific about their doctors if they do call the 1-800 number.
Now, some people might have a Medicare Part A, that's the hospital part, as I understand it, Part B, medical insurance. What goes into the decision of, you know, do I need to get the Medicare Advantage on top of that?
Sure. So yeah, some people have original Medicare Part A and B with or without a supplement plan. And those are folks who often add just a prescription drug plan on it so that they have some prescription drug coverage. People who want to take sort of an alternative route can consider a Medicare Advantage plan. So a Medicare Advantage plan is basically a way to privatize your Medicare. So it's run through a private insurance company. Typically, you do have to go within a network, but there are some basic exemptions for that. And it's a way of changing how you pay for your Medicare. So most Medicare Advantage plans have set co-pays for services versus original Medicare, which has some deductibles. And then typically you pay 20% after that.
Talking to Sadie Tischer with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, LLC, looking at enrollment for Medicare Advantage and drug programs, and coming up, Marketplace, Affordable Care Act Marketplace. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Sadie, I think when a lot of people are seeing headlines about open enrollment this time of year, it's the Affordable Care Act Marketplace. First of all, who should care? Who should be paying attention to the Affordable Care Act Marketplace?
Sure. People who should pay attention to the Affordable Care Act or Marketplace are people who don't have access to insurance through another source. So people who don't get Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance through work or a parent's plan, people who buy insurance on their own, basically.
And there is a category of people who may be surprised. Medicaid has had this process over the last few years because of the pandemic where you didn't, as I understand it, Sadie, you didn't need to re-enroll. You didn't need to reprove your eligibility. That's done. There's this process called the unwinding now. What should people watch for if they had been on Medicaid for a while? That's wrapping up, and maybe now it's time to check out that marketplace.
Absolutely. Great point. So Medicaid coverage did auto-renew for people. They weren't checking income. So all of this year since June, we've been seeing people having reviews. I understand it goes through March. So many people have been reviewed, but there are still some who need to be reviewed. So keep an eye on your mail for people who have Medicaid and you have not yet gotten a review. I'd really encourage you to check out your access. So that's access, A ccess.wi.gov. There you can check the status of your Medicaid and your renewal date. So people want to pay good attention to that because Medicaid typically just sends one renewal notice out to folks. They'll send a notice if a person has lapsed, but you really prefer to do that review before you've lapsed. So if you haven't gotten a notice, it's probably a good idea at this point to check when your renewal date might be.
Now, there's two things people might be thinking about with the marketplace. Well, there's a lot of things, but two upfront things. One, am I eligible at all to join in? And two, people might look at the monthly cost and say, I can't afford that. Well, there's another eligibility. There are subsidies, more generous subsidies got extended at least through 2025, I think, under an act of Congress a couple of years back. Can you talk about subsidies and who might be eligible for those for coverage under the marketplace?
Great question. Yes. So the American Recovery Act plan did extend subsidies, but then the Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed last year, actually extended those subsidies through 2026. So we will see cost savings at least until 2026. And what's really great is that we are now capped, individuals are now capped at 8.5% of their income for the second silver plan. So they may end up paying more than that if they choose a different plan. But as they go second silver or lower, that they are capped at 8.5%. So a lot of people are qualifying for some sort of subsidy on the marketplace that we really haven't seen in prior years prior to the ARPA passing. It's really exciting. It's been a cost savings. Insurance is still quite expensive. We just know this is true in every single sector, but some people can get a good plan for an affordable price.
We're talking to Sadie Tischer, owner and independent broker with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, LLC. She's giving us tips on choosing and enrolling in the right health insurance before the end of open enrollment. Talk a little bit about Medicare's open enrollment, just a few days left on that. And now talking about the Affordable Care Act marketplace. You got a few more weeks on that one. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you weighing your options right now? Are you confused about bronze versus silver versus gold versus platinum? Do you have questions about how to shop for this? Or maybe you've got a loved one who you think might be eligible. What do you want to know that they need to know? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Sadie Tischer, owner and independent broker with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, LLC, talking about how to enroll in health insurance through Medicare or the Affordable Care Act marketplace before upcoming deadlines. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you receiving coverage through the marketplace? How has it worked for you? Was it tricky to figure out if you were eligible for subsidies? Do you have questions about how and whether to make changes or to sign up in the first place? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Jim is with us in Cedarburg. Jim, hi.
Thanks, Rob. Good show as always. My question is about the Affordable Care Act. Signing up, they look at income. Now, does that just constitute, is it just made up of wages, or is it things like trust disbursements? And is it, what, based off of 2022 W-2s? Or I mean, not W-2s, but 1040s. Can you talk about that? Thanks.
Jim, thanks for the call. What income counts and what year's income counts when we're applying for the Affordable Care Act marketplace and possible subsidies, Sadie?
Yes. So it is your projected taxable income. So typically we want to use what you expect to receive for the year that you are applying. So most people that we're helping right now, we are asking, what do you think your 2024 income will be? For a lot of people, they can use their 2023 income as a guidance, but we are actually projecting forward. And what counts is taxable income. So ultimately you want the amount that you put on the marketplace income box to match what you file on your tax return. There's a bit of wiggle room. So the tax credit can go up or down based on how accurate you were. And essentially you either pay more on taxes or you get some back if you weren't perfectly accurate. So we don't harp on people about being perfectly accurate. We just want to get to your best possible estimate.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jim. Matt is with us now in Milwaukee. Matt, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to ask about?
I had a question. So I've been using the Affordable Care Act for a number of years now, and one of the problems I've ran into is there seem to be a multitude of different plan options. You know, for example, you know, one company will have silver plan, you know, we'll just say A, B, C, D, E, and F, and they all look very similar with minute differences. So I've always had trouble kind of navigating through those, seeing which plan is best fit for me. And what I've ended up doing is making up an Excel sheet and then just plugging in all the numbers of my medications and then the different plan coverages, you know, and that's 2 or 3 hours of me just punching in numbers sometimes to find out what plan works best for me, which I think is pretty much excessive for, you know, most people, Matt, to do. So I have a hard.
Thanks a lot for the call. Matt, bring us up a great point, Sadie. There's different kinds of silver plans. There's also bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and so on. How can someone looking at this compare what in some cases might look like apples and oranges to figure out what's going to be the best marketplace coverage for them?
Yes. And Matt, I could not agree more. There are, just for an example, Milwaukee County, where I reside, we have 112 plans. It is an excessive amount of plans. The differences can look extremely minor. What differences we actually see are between companies, and not just in price, but in network. So the first thing I really suggest is that people check the network that they're going into. We have some big carriers this year, United Healthcare, Anthem, for example. Those are some bigger names. Don't assume that the network is wide because there's a big company name. You always want to check the network. And then, Matt, you are going definitely above and beyond. Mm-hmm. I wish everyone had the time and capability to do that. But I agree, there are minor differences, and they have flooded us with plans.
Matt, thanks a lot for the call. Can you give a couple quick clarifications? I think a lot of people want to compare is, you know, the deductibles on one plan for another versus the copays for one plan for another, and then the premiums, how do those all tend to balance out?
Yes. So I think what you want to do as an individual is look at what you are most likely to use. So for example, if you know you have a couple of doctor's appointments during the year or even multiple doctor's appointments, be careful to look for a plan that you have a doctor copay before the deductible applies. We sometimes are finding that specialist copays are subject to the deductible, and that can really catch people off guard. So before you sign up for any plan, look at the summary of benefits that is available in any of our major quotes software that agents use, Navigate, anyone else. If you use it yourself on healthcare.gov, look carefully at the summary of benefits before you click that enroll button. And just do what Matt did, in at least an easier sense of going through what do you think you're likely to use, what is the cost, and the major question is it subject to the deductible or not? Because some of those deductibles are incredibly high.
Thanks again for that call, Matt. We'll go to Jim now in Black River Falls. Jim, hi.
Yo, hi. I have an enrollment period question.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
For some reason, the enrollment period is just 3 months at the end of the year. But if you lose your job, I have a family member who's going to lose his job in probably April, the employer is closing business. Is that grounds to enroll at that time?
Jim, thanks for the call. Sadie, I know there are some exceptions to the open enrollment period, some kind of major change. Does losing one's job count as something that lets you enroll outside of that period?
Yes. When you lose some sort of other qualifying coverage, Medicare, Medicaid, or job-based insurance, you have a 60-day window in which to enroll in coverage. You want to be sure to do that as soon as you can, because coverage never goes backwards. It always starts the first of the following month. So yes, your family member will have a special enrollment period. When they know they're losing coverage, they can actually apply up to 60 days before that loss of coverage. This open enrollment period, which is actually only a month and a half, 45 very stressful days for us brokers. This just applies to people who already have the marketplace and need to renew their coverage.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call. John is with us now in Marinette. John, hi.
How are you doing? I got I'm 74 years old. I've been on Medicare for some, well, at least 10, 12 years or something. But I'd like to get a supplemental something, but I don't trust anybody. I've been taken advantage of on online stuff so many times, and every time that I even inquire about it, I'll start getting 18, 20, 22 calls a day from insurance agents. And so I just delete them. You know?
John, I gotcha. Sadie, if somebody wants a good Medicare, say, Advantage plan, what's a good, reliable way to, John is worried about being ripped off just in our last half a minute or so.
Sure. Well, of course, I'm biased because I'm an independent broker, but I would suggest that people visit a local independent broker with a physical location of some sort, someone you can actually meet face to face. The other option would be you could call your county's Department on Aging or Aging and Disability Resource Center. They're elder benefit specialists, disability benefit specialists there who, if they can't help guide you, they usually have a resource for someone local that they know. So use a local resource. And for everyone on any health insurance topic, do not ever put your phone number or out on an internet information contact page. You will get berated with calls for the rest of your life. So
John,
yeah, be really careful.
Thanks a lot for the call. And Sadie, we'll let you get back to your busy season now.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Sadie Tischer, owner and independent broker with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate LLC. Talk to her about how to navigate health insurance, open enrollment through Medicare or the Affordable Care Act Marketplace.